Today, we will read Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 52. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray once again that as we come into your word, that you would speak to us. Lord, guide our hearts and minds to understand what is being said here. Help us to see what you want us to hear and learn from these stories. Lord, help us to apply it to our lives, that we should be doers of your word and not just hearers, that we would do more than just listen. We would do it, Lord. So God, I pray that you would speak to us today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 52. They were on their way up to Jerusalem, with Jesus leading the way, and the disciples were astonished, while those who followed were afraid. Again, he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him. "We are going up to Jerusalem," he said, "and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him, and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise." Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. They replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink, or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink, and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or my left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared." When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me!" Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me!" Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see."
"Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you."
Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
All right. In today's reading, at the very beginning, Jesus predicts his death again. Now, Jesus knows what is coming, and he's ready for it. He came with a purpose, to give his life to save us. That is why he came. And again, Jesus told his disciples, his followers, the 12 who were closest to him, he told them over and over again what was going to happen. But still, when it happened, they were surprised. They just did not listen to what he said. But here again, he's very clear. He's going to be delivered over to the chief priests, that they will condemn him to death. They will give him to the Gentiles, the Romans. They will mock him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him. And that is exactly what happened. But the disciples also missed this. 3 days later, he will rise. You see, Jesus was still in control, and he allowed this to happen because he was our sacrifice. He gave himself to pay the punishment for our sins. They beat him. His blood flowed. And that blood is what cleanses us, is what cleans us from our sins. But Jesus knew in advance that this was going to happen. And he told them. And somehow they didn't get it. I pray that we are not like that. That as we see and hear the words of Jesus, that God would help us to truly understand and to get what he is saying and not to miss it. The disciples weren't seeming to understand, because you can see that in the very next section, that James and John come to him and they say, "Oh, give us what we want." And he says, "All right, what do you want?" And so then they say, "Let one of us sit on your right hand and the other at your left when you're in glory." Now, what is it that they are asking? Well, I think they once again are envisioning Jesus being the ruler. And someday he will be. But they were, I think, envisioning it being very soon. They ignored what he said about the fact that he was going to be killed. And so they want to be his most important people, his right hand and his left hand, kind of like the vice presidents. They would be right under him, second in command. And Jesus says, "You don't know what you're asking for." Now, he uses some interesting language here. He says, "Can you drink the cup I drink, or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" And they say, "Yes." And he says, "Well, you will, but I can't give you those positions." What does he mean by, "You will drink the cup I drink, and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with"? What? Well, what he is talking about is drinking the cup, baptized with the baptism. It's a picture. And the picture is that of death. That Jesus, when he is right before he dies, he prays and he says, "If it is your will, If I don't have to do this, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but thine. He prays that God would take away the suffering that he is about to endure, but then he submits to God's will. And so when he says, you will drink of the cup, he's saying, you will be persecuted and killed for following me. Baptized with the baptism. Baptism is a picture of death and coming back to life. And so he's saying that they're going to die for him, but he cannot give them what they are asking. He cannot give them those positions of authority. Those are for the Father, for God to give, and not just for anybody. Well, the others hear it, and they become upset, because they also want to be important. And so Jesus reminds them that following God and the kingdom of God is very different from what we see. It's very different from life as we know it. That if I want to be important in God's kingdom, I don't need power and authority. Instead, he says to be a servant. Yes, that's right. If I want to be important in the kingdom of God, I must be a servant. I must serve others. He says that those who want to be first will be last. Those who want to be important must be a slave. And so God's kingdom is very different. It is not about me and promoting myself. It is about me seeing that God is most important and that I must serve and give myself for others, because Jesus gave himself for us. He says, even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Once again, he says, I did not come for people to serve me, to be the king, to be in authority where I am important. Instead, I came to serve, to put other people first, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Once again, he knows he will die, but that his death, giving his life, will save the souls of many people who follow him and believe. In the last part of the chapter, we see the story of the blind man. And as they're walking, this blind man named Bartimaeus, he hears that Jesus is nearby, and he has heard the stories that Jesus has the power to heal, and he wants to see. So he cries out and says, Lord, have mercy on me. Help me. And others are telling him to be quiet, but he calls out louder, and Jesus says, come here. And so he comes and he asks him, what do you want? And the man says, I want to see. And so he immediately gets his sight. Jesus grants his request. He lets him see. One of the things that I think about when I read the story is praying that God would open my eyes. Sometimes, even though my physical eyes can see, the eyes of my heart and the eyes of my mind don't see clearly. I don't understand. And kind of like the disciples who were arguing over who's going to be most important in the kingdom of God, when Jesus was saying, I'm getting ready to die, that they didn't see or understand what he was saying. I want the eyes of my heart to be open so that I can see clearly. Sometimes when things are going on around me, I don't know what to do. I don't know what God wants me to do or where God wants me to go, whether it is important decisions or deciding about the future, about life, about what job God wants me to have, about what he wants me to do. There are times when I don't know where to go next or what to do next. And so I pray. And I ask God to open my eyes that I want to see, not just with my physical eyes. I want to see spiritually. And that is what I pray for you. You see, it is very easy to be blind spiritually, that our hearts don't see what is true, that our hearts don't understand what God wants us to do. And I pray that Jesus would open our eyes, that he would let us see, that just like this blind man wanted his physical sight, Lord, I want to see. I want to see clearly what is right, what is wrong. I want to see clearly where you want me to go, what you want me to do. I want to see clearly what your word means. I want to clearly understand what you are saying. I want to see who you are so that I can follow you. And that is what I think of when I read this story. And so my prayer is that we would hear and listen, that we wouldn't ignore what Jesus is saying like his disciples did sometimes, that it wouldn't confuse us like it often did them, but that the Spirit of God would open our eyes to help us to see, and that when we see, we would follow and obey, and it would change our lives. Let's pray. Lord, we want to see. We want to see you in all of your glory. And that as we see you, we want to be changed. Lord, we want to be more like you. But we can't be like you if we can't see you, and if we don't understand who you are and what you would have us to do. So, Lord, open our eyes that we might see you and follow you. Open our eyes to the needs around us. Lord, in this chapter, you called us to serve. So help us see who you want us to serve. Help us see who you want us to show your love to. Open our eyes, Lord. Help us to see. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.